Welcome to the Gastric Health Show, where we help you achieve the happiest and healthiest version of yourself by motivating you to eat, move, sleep, and think better. Hello, and welcome to the Gastric Health Show. My name is Dawn Boxall, and I am your host. We are excited today to do an interview with Amy Helton. She is one of our 30-day Back on Track class participants, and she is going to share how she was able to overcome some past hurts and move on and be able to lose half of her regain that had occurred over this last year. And I do want to share a little background about Amy. She actually goes to the bariatric center where I do counseling. And ironically, I don't typically share that I have a website with most patients. I prefer that most of my patients find me on their own. There are unique situations where I do recommend my website when they're needing specific help. But for the most part, I like patients to find me on their own. And so she shared with me that I had actually been the dietitian she had seen for the first 18 months after surgery. And it wasn't until her last appointment that she came in that she met with another dietitian, and they had recommended my website to her, and that is how she found me. So I find that kind of ironic that, I did counsel her over the first 18 months, and then she was able to join our class and get such phenomenal results. And when we presented the opportunity to be interviewed, Amy was very excited and willing to participate in this interview process. So I do appreciate that about Amy and her willingness to share. So I think you all will enjoy her insight and the unique perspective that she has on why she was successful with losing the weight that she did during this 30-day class. So listen in. Welcome to the Gastric Health Show. This is Dawn Boxall, and I am interviewing Amy Helton. She is one of our 30-day Back on Track class participants in our first class that we had, and we want you to hear from her on her success and what she liked about the class and all the tips that she can give you, whether it's the right thing for you to do. So, Amy, let's go right into some questions. So what specific problems, you did the 30-day, you completed it. When you were deciding what it was that you were going to do, whether you were going to do the class or not, what specific problems were you having that made you interested in the class and the information that WLS Gut Health provided?
I put 30 pounds on.
Okay.
And I was trying to take it off, and it wasn't coming off. Mm-hmm. And I was really basically living on protein bars and protein shakes and exercising, so I was really not getting enough nutrition. I just felt I needed to try something else to help to get this 30 pounds off.
Mm-hmm. Right. You knew that what you were doing wasn't working.
Right.
Yeah, got it. All right. So you'd put 30 pounds on, and tell us how, we should have started with when you had surgery and what surgery did you have?
Yeah, I had a sleeve done in October 28th of 2013, but it's been almost 5 years.
Right. Yeah. Very close to 5 years now. So 30 pounds. And how much did you lose initially with the surgery?
155.
Awesome. So you had lost a significant amount of weight, and then did the 30 pounds gradually come on, or did it come on more recently?
Just more recently, probably, just really since probably January 2017, when my dad started getting worse.
Okay.
His health and the stress of all that. And then he passed away in March, and that added to the stress. And then my husband's best friend in June at the end of July, I was diagnosed with cancer and died 3 weeks later. And I went through that whole ordeal with him. And that affected me even worse than my dad's death. It's kind of lingered and had a lasting effect on me because I was there when he passed away. So that was really stressful.
Yeah. Yeah. To see someone take their last breaths is not always easy. So
No.
So 2017, you had some major stressful events occur in the first 6 months of that year. So
Right. From
then on, that's when the pounds, or did it start, the pounds start in January?
Well, I really think it probably started before January, but that's what I really noticed. It had gone up in size and clothes. Noticed that my clothes were tighter than they were.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, stress is pretty powerful, so it can do some crazy things for sure, but it also contributes to making poorer food choices. You don't have the time to cook and, you know, or want to put the effort into cooking. So it all just kind of ties in together. So now you were faced with that 30 pounds and, you know, you knew you had to do something. So did you have any concerns with purchasing the 30-day Back on Track class? Were you concerned about how the whole program would be?
No, I wasn't. After talking to you and watching your podcast stuff, I wasn't worried about it. And I'm really glad I did get it. I learned a lot about myself during the time, so I'm glad I did it.
Yeah. Awesome. Did you find that the recipes and the meal plan and the shopping lists, were those easy to follow? Were they hard recipes, simple recipes? I mean, what's your skill level in the kitchen that maybe people could relate to?
To me, they were easy because I teach cooking to kids with special needs, and then I do catering on the side. So they were easy for me. One thing I had to do was get the mindset of getting things ready on Sunday or Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at least. And my husband helped cook. I wasn't going to be home.
Okay.
In time to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. So that you could do the whole week's meal plan and not get off track in the first week. Because if you didn't have, you know, more than 3 days prepared, you could easily have made a different choice come Thursday to go out to eat if your husband wasn't on board. So he obviously got on board and was willing to fill the gap when you couldn't cook.
Right. He did a great job. I just had to read the book out for him so that he could follow the recipe, but everything was cut up for him. And then all he had to do was throw it together.
Awesome.
And he really didn't have to cook a lot because it made a lot of food.
Yeah.
And there was days that it was just him and I eating supper. So the lasagna, we ate it for like 3 days. Plus lunch.
Right.
And then the naked egg roll, it lasted a long time.
Yeah.
Because it made so much. So.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard especially with that one, because the cabbage, if there's only so many small cabbages you can buy. And if you get one that's pretty decent, I mean, that'll last forever. Yes, it goes a long way. So yeah, some of those recipes definitely last more than two meals for two adults. And then some of them, they're right on for that amount of people. But yeah, you have to either cut them, or you have to be prepared to freeze them or just eat on them. So that's good.
Right. So now I know to cut it back.
Yeah.
But we liked it all. Even my son liked everything.
Awesome. So. And how old is your son?
He's 20.
Awesome. Well, that's good. A young adult, they could definitely choose pizza and fast food a whole lot quicker than what mom's cooking.
Right.
Yeah. So good. Let's see here. Describe in detail how WLS Gut Health is different from other weight loss surgery resources you interact with, whether it be the surgeon's office, your dietitian, family, friends, social media, or any, you know, Facebook groups and stuff that you're involved in. What do you find that's different about what we offer and what our program offers?
Well, it. So you can like ask a question and then everybody chimes in and you'll chime in. And you don't always even get that at the doctor's office. And you get other ideas on what else you could do. So you can, it's just not one-sided. Because I think sometimes when I go to the doctor and you say, hey, this is happening, and they're like, well, this is what you have to do and this is the only thing. Well, you sometimes give options or somebody else gives another viewpoint. And so I think that helps us too, is because you get more support and more other people's perspectives, even though we're all different.
Yep. It's good to hear. Yeah. Cause sometimes, you know, what worked for you last year or right after surgery doesn't work 5 years later. But maybe someone who's 1 year out, you have a couple of scenarios that you could offer them because you've been there, done that before. So it makes it simple to really, you know, everybody working together at the same time on the same things. So,
right.
Yeah, because not everybody did the exact meal plan every single day, because I even flip-flop recipes based on my, you know, schedule. And that's totally cool. But I think it helps people when you are doing something maybe that same week together, you can say, hey, I already had that. It's awesome. Or, hey, I did this to mine and it tasted really good. And you could, you know, get 3 new recipes out of one main recipe that you could do alterations of it. So, and like you said, that's support in general, because this is forever. This doesn't end when you lose all your weight. This doesn't stop when you start feeling well. This is forever. So you got to work through these different seasons in life when things are not always easy and, you know, your schedule doesn't always accommodate it. So I love that. That's good. What did it feel like when you realized that the information or the supplements that you had purchased from WLS Gut Health were working for you? What was the one thing that really stood out during the 30-day class that you're like, okay, this is something I can see where my downfall is, or where I'm needing to work more on, or this is all I needed, and I'm gone.
Journaling and the thought records were the best thing, because I've been mad at certain people in my family.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think that I was using that to eat too. So, you know, it made me realize, you know, I had to get over being mad at them and move on, because it's not helping me. So the thought records, the journaling, and the journaling of food was great too. Because then I could write, oh, I ate this, but when I'm supposed to eat this,
right?
And it's like, okay, then you need to step back and think, was that all worth eating?
Yeah. Or why am I eating this? Why do I feel the need to eat this? And then that's when you could have used like a thought record, or, you know, dug a little deeper on what's the deal? What's going on in my head right now? Because that makes a difference.
And that's what I did too, because I know I eat when I'm bored, you know, I eat when I'm mad.
Yeah.
So if I have a rough day, that's one good thing I would do, is sit down and write. Or at lunch, because I don't have enough time generally to eat lunch, I might snack on something, but I try to journal then, and especially if it's been a rough morning, because then I could say, oh, who am I upset with today?
Right.
Why is it making me feel the way I feel?
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. So for you, the thought record was pretty powerful in that aspect. Oh, yeah. It sounds like, yeah, you were able to, well, you were able to identify that you were mad at a family member, and that's where you were using food to cope with those emotions. So, so now that you're past the 30 days, do you find that you still have some of those emotions you have to work through, and that you've maybe had to go back to the thought record a few times?
Yes, I still go back to the thought record, because I think it's always going to be something that's part of my life. Because otherwise, my eating may get out of control, and I don't want it to get out of control. But I've gone back to quite a bit since I've been off from summer break. think it's still because I find it so helpful for myself. And it's made me aware of things that stress me out. And I've learned so much about myself. I just want to continue doing it because I think the more I do it, the better off I'm going to be.
Yeah. And probably the easier it will be that you won't probably have the same reaction when things happen. Because you're going to be in tune with your emotions and you're going to be like, wait a minute, I know what this is. Okay, I don't have to go through this again. Let's make a different choice. So that's awesome.
But I know I got a circular mail, a family member. It's been rolling on, and I'm going to tell them about it. And it's somebody I would never bother telling them that I was upset with them. Like, I cannot go this way. So I did, and felt so much better.
Well, see, that's awesome. And how was their reaction? Were they surprised? Were they offended?
They weren't offended. She was slightly surprised because I've never done it to her.
Yeah.
And she's watched me do it to my sister, my brother-in-law, my son, never to her. This was kind of shocked.
Well, but I think that's, you're learning healthy communication. So in the end, it's, feelings are feelings, and it's okay to express them. And I think that's what people have to learn, that probably most all of us can work at improving our communication skills in general with any person. In a family, it sometimes gets really complicated because there's lots of feelings and emotions. So yeah, I think that's awesome that you were able to, you know, move yourself. You took a big step there by kind of going all out and saying, hey, this is really how I feel. And, you know, I feel like we should talk about this. And so that's awesome that you, instead of doing what you would have in the past and found food to eat to cope with that, you expressed it in a kind way that it didn't ruin your relationship. And, you know, in the end, it's probably going to improve your relationship.
Right.
I mean, really. So, and we're all here, you know, it's all a community. We all have to interact with people. It's, you know, to isolate ourselves is horrible for our health. So the more we can get comfortable at being uncomfortable with situations, I think that it, you know, we'll move through the difficulties that we put on ourselves of situations that never really even had to be there. I mean, we didn't ever have to use food as our coping mechanism. We could have easily just talked to him and look, it wasn't that hard, you said, and you felt really good after it. So that's awesome. What were your overall results from the program? So doing the 30 days, think of your energy level, your sleep, any weight loss or inches or just kind of your mindset. How was your mindset going into it and how is it now? Those type of things.
Well, I lost 13 pounds. Another thing I learned a lot too is sleep, how important sleep is. Mm-hmm. Because I'm one of those people that would live on 3 and 4 hours of sleep. And now that I've been sleeping a lot longer, I have a lot more energy. Probably went from an energy level of about 2 up to an energy level of about 8 or 9. So getting the sleep is so important. And I think, too, along with the sleep is when the weight comes off.
Yeah.
So that helped. I have always cooked healthy, but I wasn't always eating. So I think finding out that I have to eat in order to lose weight instead of living on protein bars and shake was how I, because I always had the mindset that, you know, I have to eat these because that really kind of drilled into your head. And drink these, and so that's what I did. Especially if there was nothing to eat for lunch or breakfast, that's what I grab. So now that I actually am really eating food, and it tastes really good, so I think I had to get back into that mindset that I can still eat, even though I'm eating healthy, but I can still eat it. I think part of me was always worried no matter what I stuck in my mouth, I was going to put weight on.
And so now, you know, I can eat real food and not gain weight. That's not the piece. It's what the type of food you're putting in your mouth will make a difference. But you can't just live off of protein shakes and protein bars.
right?
Yeah.
And I know last summer was a big thing. I ate a lot of fruit. I was living, I think, basically off of fruit.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of sugar, actually. And so, you know, now I limit, like, the amount of fruit I eat.
Yeah.
Usually it's in protein shakes, or if I don't have time to make a protein shake, I might have an apple for breakfast, a few grapes. But now I know what to eat. I think, too, that one thing I was disappointed, too, at the doctor's office is that they tell us what we can eat during the 18 months, but they don't have a class for what you do after that.
Right, right. Where do you go once?
You really need to have a class.
Yeah, right. Well, and that's where the 30-day came in for you, I guess. This was your class. Because, yeah, it's not all programs are going to do the aftercare years and years and years after. So yeah, it's learning, you know, what's available and utilizing and maximizing what is out there, because everybody, you know, I don't want to say everybody needs different things, but whole real food's never going to take you wrong. You're going to always be good if you just eat food. So
right. That's
good. Let's see here. Do you find that now that you finished the 30 days that you're more hopeful for the future, or is your relationship with food any different?
No, I'm more hopeful for the future. I do still catch myself when I'm bored.
Yeah.
Trying to get something. So if I go to try to get something, I either try to go do something else, go outside.
Yeah.
Go get a bottle of water, because I sometimes think that I think I'm hungry, but I'm really thirsty. So
that's great. Do you feel like, when it comes to food and your relationship, do you find that you're more in tune with hunger and fullness? I mean, with the meal plan, did you find that you could tell when you were full, or do you find that you still struggle with knowing kind of the fullness factor and when you have had enough, or no?
I know when I'm full. It's not an issue. My issue is, and it still is kind of when I'm hungry. Because it's only happened a few times since I've had the surgery that I actually, my stomach actually growls, you know, and I go and I really feel hungry. I don't always know when I'm hungry. I think I've just been programmed that, you know, I need to eat breakfast, lunch, and supper so that I do it. But I know when I'm full, because if I eat too much, I'm going to have problems.
Okay, so that's good. That's good. Because I wondered with you, eating mostly protein shakes and protein bars, those give you some fullness, but not a whole lot. I mean, that will go through quickly. So I was curious if you found that the food, you felt excessively full, or were you just like, no, I'm satisfied and I'm good, or is it a huge difference?
There's a huge difference from eating protein bars and shakes. I am full, and I feel full, but I try not to get really, really super full, because if I eat too much, then I have, like, heartburn, acid reflux. Just as soon as I start to really kind of feel full, then I slowly go back off.
Yeah, that's good. Do you feel like... there was four different topics of content that we reviewed. We talked about food, we talked about movement, we talked about sleep, and then your thoughts. Out of those 4 weeks, which week was your most favorite, or you felt the most, was most impactful for you?
I think the sleep, to understand that how important sleep is.
Mm-hmm.
And, that without sleep, you're not going to have weight loss. So now I try to make sure that I get at least 7 hours of the sleep a night. Because I know here recently I've gotten less than that, and I feel like a walking zombie. And so that's how I felt all the time. But now that I get it, I get more sleep, I don't feel that way, and I have more energy. So I really think sleep was the big thing for me. And the next one would have to be the the thoughts of how you see yourself and everything.
And you use the thought record a lot, so that made a huge impact for you. So yeah, helping you identify those areas that was maybe driving you to eat when you really weren't hungry or needing to eat. So that's good. Moving forward, do you feel like you're going to be able to continue making better choices and be more aware of all those four categories, the eating, the movement, the sleep, and the thinking, all those, you know, or the thinking part was also finding purpose in life. We went into that of finding, you know, what it is that you can be excited about and, you know, feel that you can give back. And do you find that moving forward, you have some kind of some stepping stones started that you can kind of continue and work through, continue to work on yourself in a way that you, you know, maybe wouldn't have ever felt like you would have been to that place if you wouldn't have had the class?
Yeah, I really think the thought records were the most helpful for me. I mean, the sleep was, it had to prove to me that I needed to have sleep so I could lose weight, but the thought records helped me, you know, decide, helped me figure out what was going on. Because I was thinking about going back to counseling and to deal again with why I eat food, you know, why I neglect food so well. But now that I've used that thought record, I can go back to it and eventually see not using it as much, but it has helped me tremendously. And like I said before, I've learned so much about myself. So I do think it was very, very helpful. And I will continue to use it. I will continue to journal because I think that also, it helped me learn about myself.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's important. I mean, all of us have unique experiences in life. So sometimes some experiences are better than others. So during those times when they're rougher and you know, are maybe struggling a little more, that's when those, you know, just journaling is good, or the thought record can really help you hone in on what it was that would be, you know, causing or driving it. So that's awesome. Very good. Well, Amy, thank you so much for agreeing to do the interview, and we appreciate your input. Do you have any tips for anybody who might be on the fence about doing a 30-day class with us? Any tips or recommendations for them?
Oh, do it, because it helped me a lot, and I think it'll help anybody that's great. I mean, there's things that you can change up in the food. Like, I like things really spicy. Mm-hmm. So, you know, some of the things that were spicy, I just had to add a little bit more heat to make them spicier for my level. But I think you'll learn more about yourself, too, and what makes you go, what keeps you going. And it's important that for yourself that you continue to eat healthy.
Yeah. Awesome. Great. Well, thank you so much. And we will be talking to you soon then.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Amy Hilton, for this great interview. And thank you to all the listeners for listening in and hearing Amy's perspective of her experience with our 30-day class. And if some of you are trying to decide if you want to commit to a 30-day course that will help you kind of overcome and set the priority for, you know, getting the weight off and just getting back on track and really setting yourself up for, you know, more permanent lifestyle, then I think you should check out our website at wlsguthealth.com and sign up for our next 30-day class so that you can, just like Amy, have the same experience or maybe even different or better in a different way, so that you will find value in you know, learning this material so that you over time can prevent having issues with regain and just put your health in your own hands. So we look forward to connecting with all of you, and get on wls.guthealth.com and make sure that you are registered for this next class, or registered for our free recipe newsletters, or just a way that we can reach out to you and notify you as soon as the courses and classes and free challenges are available. And if you're interested in finding a community of like-minded people who want to take control of their health, who have had weight loss surgery and are maybe struggling to find solutions to their health problems, I would encourage you to join our closed Facebook group, Gastric Health Club. And that is a place, a safe place, that you can interact with other weight loss surgery patients who are interested in maybe solving some of their issues that conventionally haven't been able to find success with the practitioners you're working with, and or just people that really want to make a change in you know, their choices, so that they quit feeling like they need, you know, to do pouch resets and all that. So we'd love for you to join our group. Just search in Facebook for Gastric Health Club, and we'd love to add you to the community with other people where we have lots of conversations and enjoy topics that are very relevant after weight loss surgery. So we look forward to connecting with all of you. We will see you soon. Bye-bye.